Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people. Local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Sedens. It's bad enough that California is dealing with a surge of COVID-19 cases. Now it seems that the state government has not fixed the issue of massive fraud in unemployment insurance claims.
The evidence comes from a giant surge in first-time claims from independent contractors, according to former Employment Development Department Chief Michael Burnick.
We're running about 30,000 per week in the last couple weeks. This morning, they jumped to 110,000. There's no logical explanation, no economic explanation on why these claims by independent contractors should be this high.
Burnick says efforts by some of the best anti-fraud corporations and technology systems now used by the state of California apparently haven't worked, or they simply may have been overwhelmed in the face of new efforts by identity theft rings from around the world. Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Well, today is the day that people 65 years of age and older can finally start receiving the coronavirus vaccine in Los Angeles County. But a supply shortage could mean that some people all over California won't be getting the shots for months, and that will push everybody else back as well.
People tell me they're ready.
I can't wait to get the vaccine.
And volunteers, they're ready too. They can't wait to start vaccinating people.
I'm privileged to help.
But the state and LA County, they're simply not receiving enough supplies of the vaccines to get through the long list of those who are waiting for it.
That's a doggone shame. And I think President Biden and Kamala Harris will be getting on top of that.
Jesus Ruiz, a spokesperson for L.A. County, is just asking that people be patient.
And we're committed to the mission to vaccinate everyone in L.A. County, basically. So.
And that's going to take time. State and county officials say they don't expect to get a big increase in their vaccine deliveries for a while. At the Forum in Inglewood, John Baird, KNX 1070.
Fears of another big surge in COVID-19 patients hitting Los Angeles County hospitals are receding.
Given the huge numbers of new cases we saw after the holidays, officials had been bracing for the possibility of another wave of patients flooding into already overwhelmed hospitals, which could have been disastrous.
We were very worried through last week that we might still see a substantial increase in new hospitalizations associated with transmission in the community around the New Year's holiday.
Dr. Roger Lewis is the director of COVID-19 hospital demand modeling for the county.
At this point, the data suggests that a substantial surge in hospitalizations from transmission around New Year's is unlikely to occur, although we are seeing continued increase in community cases reflecting the transmission that did occur at that time.
Hospitalizations have been dropping since peaking 2 weeks ago, but they're still really high, with ICU bed shortages expected for weeks to come. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Soca University in Aliso Viejo will be the location of a new super vaccination site in Orange County. Inoculations will start there on Saturday. County health officials say the university has trained to be a public health distribution point since 2007. Orange County's first super vac site at Disney opened last week, but it was forced to close for a couple of days due to the high winds we've had recently. It will open again today. Health officials add that the ongoing issues with the vaccine supply could delay the opening of more sites. Speaking of more sites, the city of Pasadena looking to turn the Rose Bowl into a mass vaccination site. Its mayor, Pasadena's Mayor Victor Gordo, tells KNX, logistically, they're used to big operations.
I believe that utilizing a facility like the Rose Bowl will bring the efficiency in terms of distribution because of its proximity to large population in the San Gabriel Valley in Los Angeles, but also bring relief to Huntington Hospital and other medical facilities that are struggling to deal with patients.
The mayor tells us it's also close to a lot of individual medical providers, which will help with coordination of the distribution effort. Because the city has its own public health department, it's handling vaccination distribution. Mayor Gordo says they've invested significant resources to be prepared, but haven't gotten the doses needed to get people who qualify their shots. He says the state needs to put resources into the distribution process, even suggesting involving the National Guard to help fill the gaps. The state is going to jump into the appointment process for vaccines.
The question is, will the state's involvement make things better or worse? Cal Matters is reporting that the governor will soon announce not only an eligibility notification system for the vaccine, but also an appointment system. Originally, they were going to be phased in separately, but because of all the frustration and confusion with the local vaccination appointments, California is now jumping in. According to a senior communications advisor for the state's COVID task force, counties, cities, and other entities can then choose whether they want to use the state program. He says the big reveal for the pilot program should come this week. Vicki Moore, KNX 1070.
It's the state's Supreme Court rejecting an attempt to force the LA Unified School District to partially reopen schools for classroom instruction. Two children's advocacy groups filed a petition with the court claiming the district is violating state law by not opening schools to the greatest extent possible. School Superintendent Austin Buettner announced what he called an extraordinary and quite dangerous coronavirus infection rate led to a decision to close all campuses in the district. A Lake Forest man was sentenced today to more than 24 years in federal prison for sexually assaulting minors as young as six. Daniel Seabird pleading guilty to charges he'd asked minors to send him sexually explicit videos of themselves, traveled across state lines to sexually abuse minors, and produced child pornography. Court documents say the six-year-old victim's mother tried to render the child unconscious so Seabird could have sex with the child. The mother in Michigan also faces sexual assault charges.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.